All right, good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, our local live call-in show. The time is 1:01. We have our guest Kate Thomas with Parks and Rec in the studio today to talk about helping our parks. Call in anytime during this program to ask her a question or just say hi. The number is 874-2345. So, Kate, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for inviting me, June.
Okay. So we are talking about helping our parks, which is going to revolve around City Park this time. So go ahead and actually, before we talk about City Park, can you just tell me a little bit about the history of this program? I know it hasn't been going on too long.
That's correct. Excuse me. So last year, I guess it was probably in 2016, the board, advisory board members, there's five of them, and myself meet on a monthly basis. And we were reviewing the budget for our parks, which are near and dear to many of our hearts, and recognizing that there had been a trend in budgeting very little for park infrastructure and upgrades and improvements. So we started talking just informally about how we might be able to address that at the city level. So one of our board members said, well, I think, you know, given that there's so many Friends of Trail groups throughout the U.S., that there's a probability that something like that might be successful in Wrangell. So we started researching a little bit more about what other park locations and municipalities had been doing to combat low budgets and competing needs. So through that discussion, we chatted a little bit about having an outdoor work event where a bunch of volunteers would come together and rally behind some task-oriented action for a day. In unison with that, it wasn't lost on us that we needed to generate some significant funds to address the larger building needs throughout our park locations so that we would create this program called Helping Our Parks. And with that energy that the volunteers bring, that would allow us just some support and advocacy to reach out to different grant awards and opportunities. So we started fundraising on the local level, as well as applying for a number of grant opportunities locally and then statewide. So last year was the first year that we started helping our parks, and it was pretty overwhelming, the success that we had. We had 65 people show up on the work day, and we were able to fundraise close to $20,000 for one of the park improvements.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, so, you know, one part of it is getting volunteers to come out that day, but another part is the fundraising and the grants that you are able to apply. And yeah, tell me, like, how did you make all that money? How did you fundraise that?
So on the local level, we were just asking businesses and some of our affiliates that are regulars in our facility if they would be willing to contribute some of their own pocket money towards the project. And then went out to some bigger businesses in town and got a lot of support. Ultimately, we worked alongside WCA and developed a collaborative partnership agreement. WCA does a lot of work for trails and road infrastructure in Wrangell. And because of the way they're structured as an entity, they're able to give money to different areas if it falls within their mission. So trails, of course, is something that WCA cares very deeply about, and they ultimately contributed $7,000, which was a big chunk of what we were trying to put towards the trail improvement. So without that contribution, I don't know that we would have seen the trail resurfaced last year. We would have had to apply for more grants, which, of course, takes time.
Oh, wow.
So WCA's contribution, along with BW Enterprises donating a large portion of rock, those two things combined made our dream come true, ultimately.
Yeah.
And then we had a lot of $50 to $500 contributions from different stakeholders within the community.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
It was a huge win. And yeah, like tears, overwhelming tears. Because, you know, I mean, when you, that's one thing about Wrangell that I've always appreciated. People rally behind folks when there's a time of need. And because we're an island community, there's limited opportunities for recreation.
Oh, yeah.
And the trails are really important to a lot of people, especially the volunteer trail, which is accessible for many, many folks in our community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. The volunteer trail.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm glad that worked out for you. That's, you put a lot of work into that. And a lot of people supported you. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people put a lot of work into it. So.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay. And so, yeah. So that was last year. That was with the volunteer trail. You said you got $25,000 you raised.
22? We were able to raise a little bit over $15,000 locally, and then Parks and Recreation contributed the remaining dollar amount to complete the project expenses.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So this is a very grassroots sort of thing. This is all about Wrangell helping Wrangell. So Kate really appreciates it.
Grassroots is definitely the term, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, so you all are listening to Talk on the Rock. We have Kate Thomas in the studio talking about helping our parks, which, when is that, Kate?
This year it's April 21st, so Saturday at City Park.
Okay, April 21st at City Park. What time?
We'll be on the ground at 9:30, and folks will start showing up between 9:30 and 10 a.m.
Okay, perfect. All right. So give us a call at 874-2345. We're going to remind you again and again about that April 21st date and time. We'll take a quick break and then we will be back. All right, everybody, you are listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:10. We have Kate Thomas in from Parks and Rec, and we're talking about helping our parks, which is an event that is happening this Saturday at City Park, and it's a way for all of us to help out. So, Kate, tell us a little bit about the City Park endeavor this year.
Okay, so I'll try to break it down into the two categories, which we identify tasks. So we have some larger ticket items that require some skilled labor. So last year, for example, the trail resurfacing, that's a massive undertaking and requires some skill to lay the rock and roll it out. And this year, those larger ticket items that we've identified as needs include fireplace replacement, so that would be some skilled masonry work. A roof replacement on one of the shelters, also some skilled labor there. Replacing the playground, which is outdated and needs improvement or an upgrade. And then some rock work leading from the drive down to the beach so people have stairs access right there, because I know a lot of folks like to recreate on the beach out in front of City Park. So those are the big ticket items that will end up, that's what we're primarily fundraising for. And so ultimately, if there's someone that comes forward that's willing to donate some materials and labor, we would gladly accept that contribution, although we are planning to continue fundraising and applying for grants for those big ticket items, and then would put those out to the community for proposals from contractors.
Okay.
So that's the skilled labor, the big ticket items. The on-the-ground work that we've identified includes the lower cemetery, which needs some tender loving care. There we plan to clean up around the headstones, manicure, and weed whack the perimeter. That way it's fresh and revitalized for the upcoming season. That grass grows pretty quickly and it's a big plot of land to manage. Mm-hmm. So we'll get some help in that area. We're going to lay some new non-skid surface down on the bridge that runs over the creek, mm-hmm. Definitely within the skill set of some volunteers that will be attending the event. And then cleaning out from underneath the shelters, painting picnic tables, replacing boards, clearing out some brush, some basic tasks like that. Mm-hmm. If we have you know, 1 million people show up on Saturday, we'll extend out into the community garden, which needs a little bit of help.
Oh, yeah.
Although that's not a priority for Saturday's work. Mm-hmm. But you definitely want people to feel fulfilled when they come in. So sort of how it works is we have a welcoming booth at the front where people will sign in and check in with the project leaders. And then depending on what your interest is, you can sign up for a specific task that moves you. So a lot of folks have an interest in revitalizing the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Some folks might just be more into painting the interior of the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you have little tykes and you want to stain and finish the playground, that might be of interest to you, weather pending. So those are a few items that folks could sign up for.
Nice. Okay, this sounds great. So it's a way for everybody of every kind of skill set to pitch in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of weather, what's the weather going to be like?
My good old pal Noah and Gail are saying that it might not be favorable, but I'm optimistic because it is spring in Alaska. And, you know, every Wranglerite says if you don't like the weather this time of year, just wait 5 minutes and it's going to change. So we're closely monitoring the weather. I understand that we don't come out in large numbers when it's foul outside. So we are kind of trying to keep a pulse on that. If it's pretty nasty out, we may bump it to the following weekend. I think our backup weekend is the first week in May.
Okay.
So, yeah, trying to keep a pulse on that. Last year it was like perfect. The stars aligned. It was sunny. I think people broke a sweat for sure, at least those that were brush cutting on the trail. And this year we may have some less favorable weather, but we're Wranglerites. We can rally.
Nice.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. We're
yeah.
tough.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, cool. So you are listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. We're talking about parks with our Parks and Rec director, Kate Thomas. Feel free to call us. That number is 874-2345. And, you know, if you have any questions, if you want to come out Saturday and you want to ask, hey, Kate, I have this skill set. Is that something you need? She would be really happy to let you know. So let's go to a break real quick. All right, you're listening to Talk on the Rock. The time is 1:17, and the number to call us at is 874-2345.
Pick up those phones, Wrangle. I'm ready for you.
Yeah. Kate's ready. All right. So we're talking about helping our parks. I mean, pretty much all of it. It sounds like it.
That's the goal, yes.
The bathrooms, the roof, the playground, the yep. walkway.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We have a phone call right now, so.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful.
Hi. Introduce yourself.
Hi. This is Ray Carr, and I am Kate the Great. Grandfather, all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Yes, yes. Hi, Bompa.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was hoping you would call us.
Yeah, I just after finally getting my taxes in, and I your grandma texted me the number, and I have pulled over in my Prius that you demanded I get to lower my carbon footprint. So
I did. I'm so proud of you for still rocking that Prius.
So how are the parks? The parks going? I know the swimming pool is going well.
Well, all of our infrastructure is aging, but we keep pressing on with lots of solid programming and successes across the board. The parks need some tender, loving care. I think the Alaska winters can be pretty harsh on things, not limited to our parks. So we're kind of ready to roll up our sleeves and make the improvements that we can with the help of our community members.
Well, that's wonderful. And so my one trip there to Wrangell, it's a little bit of heaven. Oh. And I'm very proud that you're making it even more heavenly.
So, well, thanks for saying that, Bompa.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Ray.
Well, not at all. Just make a plea from a grandpa. Just don't even think. Just send money.
Just don't even think. Just send money. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, of course I am. If you tell me to, you know I'll do it.
That's why you're driving a Prius today.
Well, that's right. So I can save money to send for the parks in Wrangell.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Bompa, do you visit any parks regularly while you're in Cincinnati?
I do, yes. The one that I really like, Cincinnati, as you know, you're aware of, have wonderful parks. Mm-hmm. And the one I particularly like is the one in Mount Adams, the overlook that overlooks the river.
Yes.
It's a great place for a little kind of chill out and contemplate.
Yeah, you know, so that's right.
It's so you come from a town with wonderful parks. So I know that that you'll be able to, and you're also good at stretching a dollar. But you have to have one to stretch it.
Yeah. So, well. There's that.
All those with their earshot on the radio to send money in, or if you don't have the money, elbow grease is sometimes better. It'll make you actually, if you volunteer and do the work, you will feel much better about the place you live in.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So that's my pitch to the greatest granddaughter in the whole world.
Well, thank you, Bompa. I love you very much.
I love you too.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Ray. That was awesome.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite humans in the whole world.
I'm sure.
And even if he wasn't my grandfather, I think I'd still say that because he's an extraordinary man that still wears bow ties and suspenders and can sing and clearly has a little bit of an Irish accent left from his early years. And he's been a great support to me in this role and always advocated for just a better quality of life for all people. So I really admire him in that capacity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He did tell me at a young age, he said his favorite philosopher, Spinoza, he lives by the saying, true happiness only comes from doing good for other people. So he's volunteered most of his adult life and has instilled that in us and does care quite a bit about every individual and their access to recreation. So it's kind of cool that he called in today.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so, I mean, yeah, he talked about, you know, support your parks, give your money when you can. If you can't, give some elbow grease. And then he talked about, which I think this is interesting, that, you know, Cincinnati's got a lot of great parks. You know, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. We've got a lot of great parks. I think some people might not be aware that, like, some of these bigger cities, they have these, like, they have these awesome parks. And it's cool that you're coming from Cincinnati and you're coming to Wrangell, and it's a lot different. But you get to be, you get to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's keep going with what your grandpa was saying. And yeah, I mean, why do our parks matter? Why does it matter to fund our parks, to put in some elbow grease and all that good stuff?
Well, I think at the core, what moves me most is enhancing the quality of life and connecting people to the places and nature that surrounds them. And in modern day society, we get so caught up in the have-tos, paying the bills and going to work and signing the documents and dotting our T's or cross, you know, whatever that saying is. But I think for me, watching families engage together in our park infrastructure is so rewarding. Seeing that kid climb on the monkey bars for the first time or find that bug that's turned over from the rock, and that stuff is in close proximity to their homes. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of a safe haven for kids to recreate and have free roaming play, which isn't as common anymore. More so in Wrangell, but not in big cities for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I think parks create a safe haven for our senior population. I know a lot of our park infrastructure just provides a space for community. There is a large crew of working and non-working folks that connect early morning over at Volunteer Park. They're the stewards of the land. They're checking in on the trail. They're reporting back to me when issues come up. And they all walk their dogs over there, and it's awesome to watch them engage with one another, and they're regularly checking in. Oh, so-and-so hasn't been here for a while. And so just that sense of place and connection that parks provide is what moves me. I think the part that we so often ignore, especially when we have limited resources, is that park development and infrastructure is an economic driver for communities. When you look at basically importing new members to your community, people are going to look and see, do you have a library? Do you have a swimming pool and workout center? What does your park and trail infrastructure look like? So that brings people here, and it keeps people here. And I think that's something that we need to look at more closely. I know the Harbor Department is a huge economic driver for our community, and I'd like to see parks kind of climb the ladder. Don't worry, Greg Meisner, we're not going to compete, but we can't.
yeah.
But I think it's important for us to recognize that. And then what it does for home values, too. I mean, we have the luxury of living right on the water in a maritime environment, so obviously, our real estate is going to be pretty worthy there. But I think mm-hmm. when you look at developing parks in close proximity to homes and residential areas, it increases the home value as well. So mm-hmm. you've got this like heart-filled connection to community and places that really is undeniable to many. And then you've got this other economic driver that's good for money and good for communities to really look at developing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how long have you been with Parks and Rec?
I just had my 3-year anniversary. It's sort of like I blinked and then it happened.
Yeah.
So February 18th was in 2015 was my starting year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of you who remember, that was when the pool was sort of in a fragile state. We weren't sure if it was going to hold the water that we were going to fill it with. So there was a lot of change going on in the department right when I came in. And it's sort of wild to look back and think, man, we've got a full-on swim team. High school swim team just got approved. We're making, you know, $20,000 for parks. There's a lot of small and large gains that have happened over the past couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. You've seen a lot of it.
Yeah, it's been really fun and rewarding for sure.
It's been fun and rewarding.
Yeah.
Anything that's like surprised you along the way?
No, I think most of it has been fairly predictable. The one piece that that I don't know if I could have quantified or calculated was people's connection to the parks. So last year we conducted a needs assessment survey where we basically said, what's important to you? And what do you think we need to focus on for improvements? And literally of the 80 something surveys that we collected, the swimming pool and the parks were tied. And then mm-hmm. the other sector of that would be the community center, the old gymnasium, and then the recreation program. So mm-hmm. people basically said, like, we want you to invest in our parks and we want you to invest in the swimming pool, because those two things combine equal healthy living in Wrangell.
Absolutely.
Yep. So I guess I could have maybe guessed, but we don't have a way of tracking the attendance on our trail system.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, without kind of conducting a survey or sitting there and, you know, flagging every person that goes through the trail over a period of time, we're not going to get that accurate beta to know how to move forward. And so I was surprised, and pleasantly so, because I'm a park advocate. I was in adventure tourism before sports and leisure, and so definitely
really?
Have an interest in being outside as often as possible. So it was cool to see the community align with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, you've been listening to Talk on the Rock. This is your local live call-in show. We have Kate from Parks and Rec in the studio. We're going to be signing off, but Kate, could you remind me? I think I forgot. When is Helping Our Parks?
April 21st, y'all. 9:30 to 10. What we forgot to mention was there will be lots of food. Lots of food. We've got t-shirts, we've got stickers. Did I mention food? We will feed you the biggest lunch of your life. And there's going to be lots of good people on the grounds digging in with elbow grease, as Ray Carr said. And we'd love to have you out there, even if it's just for a small period of time. I mean, last year we had folks come out with their toddlers and only stay for an hour, but they were pulling weeds in the volleyball court. Like, that's cool. That's super cool. And you still get lunch.
Yeah.
Did I mention lunch? yeah. April 21st.
I feel like you have to tell us what's for lunch now.
We're doing like potato salad, baked beans. I'm going to bake some brownies for y'all. Yeah. We've got hot dogs, some chips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There'll be the things.
We're talking.
Yeah. That fuel you. Fuel you right back to the grounds or whatever event you got to go to afterwards. So,
true.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Kate, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. This is super fun.
Nice. It was fun for me, too.
Good. Good, good, good.
So, all right. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock. That's KSDK's live call-in show. We will be back next Tuesday with another guest at 1 p.m. See you there.